Today, U.S. Marines moved with relative ease throughout much of the eastern half of Baghdad, which is now under their control, while many Iraqis celebrated by cheering and dancing in the streets over the apparent collapse of their government, others celebrated with wholesale looting. NPR's John Burnett is with the Marines and filed this report from Baghdad.
With an astonishing lack of organized tactical resistance by the Iraqi Republican Guard, American troops can now move more or less at will through the streets of the capital. But intelligence officers say there are still many Saddam loyalists hiding in neighborhoods waiting to ambush the foreign troops with AK-47s and rocket-propelled grenades. Lieutenant Colonel Jim Parrington, operations officer with Regimental Combat Team 1, says the Marines are still at war.
As soon as you think you're safe, that's when you're going to start making mistakes. And those mistakes are going to get Marines killed. So we need to maintain our vigilance. We're not facing organized conventional forces anymore, but there's a lot of Saddam Fedayeen death squad members, third country fighters.
As if to make his point, less than an hour later, a Marine convoy with his unit came under fire from a darkened block of apartment houses. Several civilians were wounded in the crossfire, and a Humvee machine gunner was scolded for shooting back without having a clear target. Elsewhere in the city, the atmosphere was festive and calm with outbreaks of euphoric violence. Two men entered a Republican Guard office and immediately took off their shoes and began flinging them at the picture of their former leader hanging on the wall. Such an act would have been unthinkable only a week ago. When the frame toppled to the floor, one man, with uncorked fury, took his shoe heel to the sternly smiling visage under the glass. Asked if the Marines would stop the orgy of looting, Major General Jim Mattis, commander of the 1st Marine Division, said in an interview yesterday, "I think the Iraqis are entitled to a little holiday." Traffic was light in the capital today as most people stayed away from the convoys of jittery American troops who pointed guns at drivers who strayed too close. Most of the motorists waved enthusiastically, though. With their vehicles laden with every imaginable stolen good, it was difficult to know if the Iraqis' effusive welcomes were prompted by their liberation or their new dinette set. All day, news filtered in that elsewhere in the city, throngs of Iraqis were tearing down Saddam's statue and celebrating in the streets. All the Marines saw as they rolled into the city this afternoon along a major southeastern boulevard were friendly Iraqis along the roadside. But that was enough for Lieutenant George Navarro, 27, from Los Angeles.
The thing that made the day was seeing all those women and children just smiling and waving and cheering for us. Even coming over here, we hear all this negativity about us being here, and then just seeing all our hard work and what it all actually means, not to us, but to these people here. It's pretty amazing.
The war in Iraq is the third combat tour for Lieutenant Colonel Jim Parrington, a 16-year veteran of the Marine Corps. He took little comfort from the reaction of Baghdad residents.
This is an ugly business. It's not pleasing to see dead people all over the place. It's not pleasing to see civilians get caught up in this. It's not pleasing to see them without water or food. It's not pleasing to run into a building somewhere, as one of our units did, and they saw a woman who was probably mentally handicapped and she was tied up. I mean, there's nothing good other than the fact that these people have an opportunity to live as they choose. And that's why we're here. But I take no joy out of this whatsoever.
Shooting continued in the neighborhoods surrounding Marine positions late into the night. In the morning, Marine patrols plan to scour more streets in search of the snipers. John Burnett, NPR News, in Baghdad.